Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, and everyone in between. Welcome. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's a holiday that comes around every January here in the United States, and it's a day that oftentimes is just met with a passing glance, a brief acknowledgement of what happened and what Dr. King stood for, and then a continuation of the day, of your day-to-day activities. However, I wanted to take a little bit of a deeper look today to really understand the significance of Dr. King's life. And obviously, I won't be able to cover that in its entirety, not in a 10-15 minute podcast episode such as this. However, I'll do my level best to convey my feelings about Dr. King, my gratitude for a man like him, his impact, and how his legacy is shaping out into the present day. So he was a man born and raised in the hate-filled southern United States, where segregation was legal, hate crimes were common, and political freedoms for black men and women were almost non-existent. While on paper these freedoms were guaranteed, in practice, they were anything but. While in the North, many black men and women exhibited a lot more political freedoms and a lot more social freedoms, in the South, that was simply not the case. Now, Dr. King saw this as a problem, as many did, but he pulled on his courage and his Christian faith to pull together a movement to protest this injustice peacefully. Mahatma Gandhi was one of his idols, and he used his similar tactics that had worked in India and applied it to the American South for an ever gradual push towards his cause, and the cause of many before and after him, was to shed light on the darkness that existed in the South, the hate, the bigotry, the racism, the sexism that was not only potent in the minds of many Americans in the South, but made concrete and codified into law, where black people, men and women, just never had a chance to make it. It began in 1955 with the Montgomery bus boycott, which was a 385-day boycott regarding segregation on the buses. Black Americans were forced to the back, while white Americans could sit in the front or wherever they pleased. Dr. King led this boycott, and led this movement where thousands of black Americans walked miles and miles a day, while their primary mode of transportation, the buses, was held off limits as a sort of moral contest between themselves and their white oppressors. Eventually, this boycott ended when the Supreme Court ruled that segregation based on race in the Montgomery, Alabama bus system was deemed unconstitutional, and it was prohibited. With a little help from the NAACP and future Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, the black Americans who were disenfranchised and discriminated against in Montgomery had won the day. And through his leadership, Dr. King became an American icon. He continued to push for the advancement of Americans of color all across the United States, until eventually it culminated in the March on Washington that led to the I Have a Dream speech on August 28th of 1963, where he once again had the nation spellbound and behind his movement for nonviolent protest for civil rights. He later earned a sympathetic ear in President Lyndon Johnson as the two men met secretly for 2 years, from 1963 to 1965, as they hashed out the details of civil rights legislation that would fundamentally transform race relations and the status of Americans of color in this nation forever. The first of which being the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which made segregation in public places illegal under the law of the United States. It banned discrimination in employment based on gender, race, color, religion, and nation of origin. And in 1965 came the 1965 Voting Rights Act, which made illegal the discriminatory practices that many of the southern states had put in place to prevent black people from voting. These two pieces of legislation were huge. They fundamentally shifted the way that democracy worked here in the United States. And finally, Americans of color, specifically black Americans in the South, had freedoms that were guaranteed to them in the Constitution, but were never actually given in practice. He continued the work of peace by protesting the war in Vietnam and communicating with Thich Nhat Hanh, a prominent Buddhist Vietnamese leader. Dr. King continued to fight the good fight, pushing back against poverty in the United States and protesting our involvement in the Vietnam War. He continued fighting until he drew his last breath, when he was murdered in cold blood by a man with hate in his heart in Tennessee in 1968. But the story does not end in 1968. Dr. King became a symbol for peace and equality and democracy around the world, and acted as a North Star, guiding many in the decades since his death. And still today, his symbol guides us as we try and form an ever more perfect union. This is not to say that his absence has not been felt, particularly with the beginning of the War on Drugs, which was enacted and started by, at the time, President Richard Nixon. It was a strategy to cut down on rampant drug use across the United States. But what it actually turned out to be was a strategy to imprison many black men and women, draped under the guise of drug prevention. This war was slowed in the 70s under President Jimmy Carter, and eventually was ramped up again by President Ronald Reagan, as millions of black Americans were incarcerated and sentenced to mandatory sentences off of small drug possession charges. And while many white Americans were using the same drugs at the same time, black Americans, the penitentiaries and jails were not filled with their Caucasian counterparts. They were filled with black men and women. And countless black lives were taken at the hands of police officers, as police brutality continues to be an epidemic across the nation. Lynchings and hate crimes of old have now been draped under the guise of law enforcement. But despite all the challenges, there's still reason for hope. Since 1966, 0.8% of managers and officials in the United States were black. In 2013, that number was 6.77%. And office workers grew from 3.5% to 15.76%. And in a diverse, multicultural nation such as the United States, those are incredible strides. We've elected black leaders at all levels of government. We've elected Barack Obama, the first black American president, and currently have the first female black and Asian vice president. Things are changing, but we still have a lot to do. This fight isn't over just because we passed legislation in the 60s. This fight isn't over just because we have had a black man in the White House. This fight is not over just because some black Americans have experienced prosperity and success. This fight is not over until all have the chance to make concrete the promises guaranteed to us in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, that all are created equal and all are entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Dr. King's work did not stop in 1968. It did not stop in 2008. And out of respect for the man who gave so much for the advancement of all of our freedoms, it is our obligation, it is our duty to continue to shine the light on the darkness that is hatred, that is bigotry, that is sexism, so that all Americans under the law are seen as equal. His dream is the American dream. His dream is our dream. And we all must act if we want to make that dream a reality.